Thank you for listening to this sermon from Arapahoe Road Baptist Church. We hope you enjoy the teaching of Dr. David Rogers, lead pastor of Arapahoe Road. For more information about our church and its ministries, please visit arapahoeroad.org. And now, here's Pastor David Rogers.
Amen. Amen. Welcome. My name's David. If I haven't had the chance to meet you yet, I hope to have the opportunity to do that before we leave today. I'm getting over my head cold. If you've got your head cold, do the vampire cough or whatever. We've still got the fist bump and elbow bump greeting going on until spring break. Okay, so if I come at you with a fist, I'm not trying to knock you out. I'm just trying to keep from getting whatever I've got to you and you got to me. And we're a happy family, but we don't need to be sucking the same air that close, okay? All that good stuff. Hey, why don't you take your Bible? Why don't you open it up to Mark chapter 12? Mark chapter 12, if you're using the Bible in the row in front of you, Mark 12 is going to be on page 848. If you don't have a Bible, come see me when we're finished this morning, and I'll make sure that you have one to start this new year out. As you're finding Mark chapter 12, I invite you to make a declaration with me. Everybody ready? Let me try that again. Everybody ready? All right, here we go. Here's what I want you to say. Repeat after me. I believe God wants me to experience a breakthrough. Let's try it again. I believe God wants me to experience a breakthrough. Now, take a deep breath because we're all going to say this together. We're going to make sure everybody's starting off on the same page together. On three, we're going to say this together. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, here we go. One, two, three. I believe God wants me to experience a breakthrough. I really do believe that statement. I really believe that God wants me in my life, and God wants you in your life and in your family, in your relationships, and in this church to experience a breakthrough in 2019. I mean, do you believe that? You don't have to answer out loud. I want you to think about that. Do you really believe that that's what God wants for your life this year? Think about that. Because I believe that he does. I think he totally desires for you and for me to have a breakthrough. My life, your life, our family, and this church. It's his church, by the way. I mean, why would he not want his own church to have an incredible breakthrough in the year that lies ahead? Don't you know he has plans for us? As individuals, as families, as neighbors, as friends, as a church, I believe God wants me and God wants you and God wants us to experience breakthrough this year. Let's talk about breakthrough for a minute. Breakthrough has been defined like this. There's a couple of different definitions. Breakthrough, I think you'll see this first one on the screen here. Breakthrough's been defined, number one, as a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. A sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. A second definition for breakthrough is this: an instance of achieving success in a particular sphere or activity. An instance of achieving success in a particular sphere or activity. Let me just share out of my own life. I'd talk about a breakthrough in my own experience. It's one of the biggest breakthrough moments in my life. It was a moment that was sudden. It was dramatic. It was an important discovery for me. It was a development kind of a moment. It was a moment in my life that resulted in an instance of beginning to achieve success in a huge sphere that's called my life. In a sphere that radically broke through regarding the trajectory of everything that I have tried to become since this breakthrough moment happened. It happened back in the summer of 1989. I've shared about this moment with you before if you've been here for a little while. If you're visiting today, if you're a guest this morning, you've been here maybe the first time or just a couple of times, this is just part of who I am, and this is what has massively formed me. It was a sermon that a man named Louis Giglio preached. It was at the very first youth camp that I ever attended. It was the summer before my junior year in high school. It happened at Mount Lebanon Baptist Encampment in Cedar Hill, Texas, probably 45 minutes or an hour from here. And he preached this message during this week called Free the Fire. It was based out of a text in the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. And Louis made this acrostic out of the word fire, F-I-R-E. The F stood for forget the past. The I stood for it's under the blood. The R stood for receive his love and power. And the E stood for enter the battle. Right there, you might just want to take a snapshot of it and think about that. Put that as your screensaver this week, because that's a truth that you and I can live under and live with. And if we live at that out, man, that will lead you, that will lead me. It has led me to a breakthrough in my life. And man, when he said those words that week, I recommitted my life to Jesus. I told him that I would follow him with everything that is within me until the day that I die. And I'm telling you, that was a breakthrough moment in my life. In a large way. My life has never been the same. It focused my purpose, my approach, my choices day in and day out in my life. And to this day, what happened on that day was a breakthrough for me. Everything has been different since that breakthrough moment in that summer of 1989. And as we begin to think about it, as we begin to consider what would a breakthrough in my life, what would a breakthrough in your life, what would a breakthrough in this church look like? Right now, as you're thinking about a breakthrough, there likely are some particular spheres that are coming into focus as you're thinking about this topic, thinking about that question, thinking about, man, where do I need to experience breakthrough? What would breakthrough look like? What would my life look like if there was some breakthrough? Some of you in this room right now, some of you listening online right now are thinking about, I could use a breakthrough in my marriage. Or you're thinking, I could use a breakthrough in my job. Or I could use a breakthrough in my parenting. What I'm doing just isn't working. I need a breakthrough there. Maybe when you think about breakthrough, you're thinking about this addiction that's been breaking you down for so long. And what you desperately need is to be broken free from that and have a breakthrough in that thing in your life that just seems to have a stranglehold on you. And you need to break through in that area of your life. Or maybe as you're thinking about school starting back next week, sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Mom and dad are going, yes! Freedom! Some of you are thinking, wow, I need a breakthrough in my grades this next semester. Some of you are thinking, I need a breakthrough at my earnings. My salary needs a breakthrough. My hourly wage is barely paying the bills. I need a breakthrough there. Maybe you feel like you've been stuck in a rut in your life and you're just going, man, I need a breakthrough into a new start, into this new season, into this new year that's going to go beyond the average 12 days that New Year's resolution are made and then kept. You're halfway there, you know? If you go 7 more days, you've busted the curve, the average. And we're talking about a life that breaks through that. Certainly that incorporates some new habits that are healthy, but that breaks through 12 days. What would it look like if you 12 months from now are able to look back and go, wow. Wow, my life, my marriage, my job, my relationships, this church looks a whole lot different on January the 6th, 2020 than it did on January the 6th, 2019. We're talking about a breakthrough. And I want you to remember something. I want you to remember a part of the declaration that we made together just a moment ago. Look at it on the screen again. I believe who? God wants me to experience a breakthrough. Why is that important in that declaration? Well, the reason that I had to say that is because of who I see God longing to be in your life, in my life, in the life of this church. As we just read the pages of Scripture, can I just, without giving chapter and verse, can I just give you some overarching themes about why we make that statement? Because of what's true about the nature and character of God as we read the Scriptures? Well, we make a statement like, I believe God wants me to experience a breakthrough because God loves you. Because God created you in His image as either a male or a female. And you know what? That's it. There's no third choice. He knows the plans that He has for you. God wants to prosper you. He doesn't want to harm you. God wants to give you a hope. God wants to give you a future. God is not against you. He is for you. He desires to be near you. God wants to bless you and not curse you. God knows everything about your life, and God wants the very best for you. God desires for you to enjoy a full and an abundant life. God desires you, hear this, God desires you to do life, to enjoy life with other people, not just in isolation as a hermit. And I say that as an introvert. I need some breakthrough there. I believe that God has you here today to invite you towards experiencing a breakthrough in your life as we move into and through 2019 together. So look with me in Mark chapter 12. I want us to just look at a scene where one individual has a very brief conversation with Jesus that leads him to the edge of a breakthrough in this person's life. Let's look at it together. Then I'll share some observations with you about this encounter before we look at a breakthrough opportunity for us that God has in mind for you and for me and for this church as a whole. So we'll look at Mark chapter 12. Let's look at verses 28 through 34. Verses 28 through 34. And it says this, "And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he, Jesus, answered them well, he asked Jesus, 'Which commandment is the most important of all?' And Jesus answered, 'The most important is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' The scribe says to Jesus, 'You're right, teacher. You've truly said that he is one and that there is no other beside him. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.'" Look at verse 34. Here comes the breakthrough moment. "And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.'" And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For my artists in the room, why don't you draw me a picture of that encounter that Jesus had with that religious scribe, that religious man? What did that encounter look like to you? What do you think Jesus' face looked like when he heard that religious man go, "You are so right. Everything you've just said is so spot on, Jesus. Don't you know Jesus is going, I know. But what do you think that moment looked like? Capture it in a picture, a drawing, a rendering, and put it on my board out there. Man, what an incredibly rich scene. This brief encounter with Jesus and this religious scribe and this incredibly powerful question. It's a breakthrough kind of question that this man asked. Did you see it there again in verse 28? Look again at the question. Here's the breakthrough question. Which commandment is the most important of all? Verse 28. Which one? Why is he asking Jesus this question? Because he wants to make sure that his spiritual GPS, that his life is matched up with the right coordinates so he doesn't veer to the right or veer to the left so that he can reach his destination. He's wanting to make sure that he is spot on when it comes to a breakthrough in his own life. This guy wants to make sure he's on a path for breakthrough, because this religious scribe who knew all the rules, who knew all the laws of the Lord, he wants to dial it in and make sure he's not off course. Which commandment is the most important of all, Jesus? And Jesus says in verse 29 through 31, I'll paraphrase, he says, you love God and you love others. Love God and love others. That's the most important. As Jesus is talking with this scribe is totally tracking with Jesus. And he says in verses 32 and 33, yes, that is so connecting with my heart, with my mind. That's what I thought. You're so right on, Jesus. And as I said, as Jesus just listens to this man's response and sees his heart, sees his life, can't you just see this grin begin to creep across the face of Jesus as he responds in verse 34? Look at verse 34 again. And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. I mean, did you hear what Jesus just told this scribe right there when he said, you're not far from the kingdom of God? Jesus just told this guy, you're on the edge of a breakthrough. That's what he's saying. That's what he's pointing out. And do you know what I believe about this guy in the text who's having this conversation with Jesus? I believe God wants him to experience a breakthrough. I really believe that. That he wants him to experience a breakthrough. You know what I believe is true? Let's see if you're listening to me. What I believe is true for your life, what I believe is true for my life, what I believe is true for this church, I believe God wants us to experience a breakthrough. Could we just say an out loud note again? I believe God wants us to experience a breakthrough. See, it's not just about you, it's about us. All of us. He cares about you, but he cares about us. He cares about the whole world, the people who don't vote, think, or live like you. He cares. And he wants breakthrough to happen for all lives. All lives. You, me, this church. We all need a breakthrough in 2019. And if you and I are in this church truly wants to experience a breakthrough in life this year like God wants us to, we've got to realize something. Here's what we have to realize. Our breakthrough will come as we live life God's way. Can we just take another out loud note together on three? One, two, three. Our breakthrough will come as we live life God's way. You might want to take a picture of that. You might want to jot that down. And if you're a thinking person, which I know that you are, because you want to love God with all your mind, you don't want to just turn your mind off. You want to engage your mind. That's part of your reasonable act of worship. You're asking yourself a question as you think about that statement. Our breakthrough will come as we live life God's way. You're thinking, what's God's way? And how can I live it? What's God's way? Well, can I just, this is not meant to trip you up or trick you or anything like that. If you've, raise your hand if you've been to Arapahoe Road over the last year at least one time. Great. If you haven't, great. This is what we talk about being God's way week in and week out. We say it like this. We're Arapahoe Road. We're in community and on mission. That means we follow Jesus, love your neighbor, bless the city, and make disciples. Now, these words not only articulate the purpose of this church, these words are meant to be descriptors of lives that are living out that purpose. Living life God's way. Each of those words, each of those phrases are based out of what we see God calling His people to be in the pages of the Bible. And I believe that if we are a people who are committed day in and day out, moment by moment, to make the choice to step into being people who are committed to living in community and on mission, and we become radically focused and passionate about following Jesus and loving our neighbors and blessing the city and making disciples, we will be stepping into a breakthrough in 2019. So let me just remind us this morning of what we're talking about when we say these words. When we say that we aspire to live in community, what does that mean? When we say that we aspire to live on mission, what does that mean? We'll focus on the on mission part next week. This week, this morning, let's just focus on in community. What does that mean when we say that we want to be people who are living in community? Would you say in community with me on three? 1, 2, 3. In community. What does that mean? Think of the cross. Think of the cross. There is a vertical beam and there is a horizontal beam. Isn't that how Jesus responded to the guy in our text with a vertical answer and a horizontal answer? I'm going, I didn't think about that. Well, I'm inviting you to think about that. Think about that with me. What's the most important commandment? Jesus says, well, it's got a vertical component and it's got a horizontal component. Love God is what? That is vertical love. Love others, love people, that's got a horizontal component to it. The people around you. See, if we're going to experience a breakthrough in our lives, we must experience community on both of these axes of the cross. We must experience community vertically in a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, His Son, empowered by the Holy Spirit of God and guided by the Word of God. That is a vertical community that we must have breakthrough in. And it can't just be something that happened in the summer of 89. We've got to keep fostering that and pursuing that. See, physical growth happens biologically. You didn't get a choice if you wanted to go through puberty or not. It's just going to happen one day, or it already has. Spiritual growth does not happen biologically. Spiritual growth, spiritual breakthrough only happens as it's pursued. We must be people who are pursuing a vertical community with God the Father through God the Son, Jesus Christ, empowered by God the Holy Spirit, guided by the Word of God. That's vertical community. Vertical community happens when some of you have responded and prayed with me what I call an ABC prayer. ABC. A stands for admit. B stands for believe. C stands for call. And I invite you to admit, because this is what the scripture invites us to do. You want to start a vertical relationship with God? Then you A, admit. Admit what? That Jesus is the Savior and you are the sinner. And believe, B, you believe that who Jesus is, what the scripture says about his life, death, burial, and resurrection and ascension, even if you don't fully understand it all, you push all your chips in and say, I choose to believe this as I understand it. And then C, you call on the name of the Lord. The scripture says all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Saved from what? Sin, death, Satan, and hell. All of which are real. And when you position yourself under the lordship of Christ in that kind of a vertical community, you've just positioned yourself for breakthrough. If you've never put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus, or you're uncertain if what you've done in the past, you meant it or what, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that before we leave here in just a few moments. So if you're going, I want to make sure that I'm good on this vertical axis, hang on a minute and we'll come back to that. Because our true breakthrough happens when we're in community vertically with God. But please hear me on this. We must also experience community and living in community horizontally. What does that mean? That means we must have some authentic and life-changing relationships with other people who are trying to follow Jesus, who are trying to love their neighbors, who are trying to bless the city, and who are trying to make disciples. I want to experience that kind of breakthrough in my own life in loving others. It's why I'm committing myself, even as the pastor, before I get ready to preach. I've already gotten ready to preach. I need to be in a life group. So you know what I started 2019 with this morning? I was in a life group. And Beth, you did a great job teaching this morning. Excellent job. Great job. Man, I had some pancakes in there. I didn't eat any pancakes because I don't like to eat before I preach, but man, Norris had like 8. My gosh. We had some great discussion in there, and I'm sure other life groups meeting on our campus had the same kinds of stories that were happening there. You see, the place that breakthrough is divine to happen horizontally in Arapahoe Road is by getting connected to and being committed in what we call a life group. If you've got a little bit of church vernacular in you, maybe you grew up in church or you knew somebody that did, or you had that grandmother, and raise your hand if you had the grandmother that went to church, and every time you visited her, you went, yes. Before you went to big church, you went to what? You went to Sunday school. Sunday school is what we call our life group's what we call our Sunday school. You go, why don't you call it Sunday school? Because who wants to go to school the rest of their life? I want to be in a life group, but I don't want to go to school the rest of my life. So when I'm talking about life group, that's what I'm talking about. A horizontal community of people. And if I'm going to practice what I preach, then I believe that personal growth is most likely to occur in groups of people in community. God created you and he created me not only to grow in private, but also to grow in community. I believe heavily that we must foster a private life vertically with God. That's why I've said to you before, it's so important that we have quiet moments alone with God. What are we doing there? We're reading God's word. We're praying. I encourage you, if you've got a hard time in your life keeping your mind focused when you're praying, does anybody else besides me have you start praying, dear God, thinking, and then all of a sudden you're making your list at Walmart to pick up? Yes. If you journal your prayers, it will focus your prayers. And so I invite you to start fresh. There's no better day than today, the first Sunday of 2019, to begin reading God's word, to begin journaling your prayers and writing down the things that God says to you that are impacting you. I shared with you last week two devotionals that I'm using that are focusing my devotional time through God's word. The first one, The Songs of Jesus, A Year of Daily Devotion in the Psalms by Timothy Keller. The Songs of Jesus. Today I was in Psalm 5. It was so rich. In verse 3, it just talks about God hearing me in the morning. And I was just like, I'm doing that. And it's in the morning. And then Every Step and Arrival by Eugene Peterson, a 90-day devotional for exploring God's word. That's where I got all that stuff that I was praying over you this morning about, because you obeyed my voice. That was straight out of today. The devotional reading from Genesis 22. This is just what God's teaching me today. See, if I'm still living on what God taught me in 1989, I'm just living in the past. And what Louis taught me was, forget the past. It's under the blood. Receive his love and power and enter the battle. How are you going to receive his love and power day by day? By being in his word, being in prayer, by journaling, by submitting yourself to the spiritual disciplines of a vertical relationship with God, and not stopping there. And then living that out in high accountability with others in community. You and I must be connected to a life group. Growth occurs in groups. Growth occurs in community. Life happens in community. Friends get made. Friendships get developed in community. Accountability happens in community. Laughing together and crying together and experiencing breakthrough happens in community. There you go. Breakthrough happens in community. Would you say that out loud with me? Because that is a declaration that we not only need to say, we need to hear it, and then we need to live it. Let's say it on three. One, two, three. Breakthrough happens in community. It does. Men and women, kids, teenagers, single adults, married adults, young adults, old adults, everybody. It is vital that we all move toward positioning ourselves to experience breakthrough in 2019. And we will do so as we are intentional about experiencing both beams of the cross, a vertical community and a personal relationship with God the Father through Jesus the Son by the power of the Holy Spirit, guided by the Word of God. And a horizontal community where we begin to develop and experience authentic and accountable relationships with other people who are trying to follow Jesus in a life group. Let me just say it like this. You and I will not experience the kind of breakthrough that God has in mind for you and for me if we will not experience both beams of the cross. You will not do it. You cannot do it. Here's why I say that. Because if this is all you're really doing here, and then you're coming in here going, well, this is my life group. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because here's what's going to happen. You're going to wake up 6 months from now or a year from now if you're a type A personality, and here's the conversation you're going to have with yourself or your spouse or both. You're going to say, you know, I don't really feel like going to church today. Dave's still telling stories that I've heard 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I don't really like the series that we're in. The songs we sing are great, but I've sung them before. And you know what? If I don't show up to church today, nobody's going to know and nobody's going to care. And you know what? You're going to be exactly right. Nobody's going to know and nobody's going to care, because nobody will know you to care about you not being here. But if you get in a life group, a healthy life group, and you're not here, somebody's going to go, wait a minute, where's Jay? What? Hey, where's James? Where's Tammy? Tammy was here last week. This is, I need to follow up with Tammy. I need to see what's going on with Jay. I need to know what's happening with Fred. Fred, are you just dealing with a crud? Or Fred, you got crud going on. All of a sudden, you get connected to a life group. You're known and cared for. You're accepted, belonged, and cared for. Another ABC. You want a healthy life group leader? ABC it. Accept, belong, cared for. Some of you are in a life group. When's the last time you followed up with that person? Don't write them off. Write them in. Follow up with them. Give them another chance to turn you down. You have no idea how God may want to use you to intersect a person where they are and lead them to the breakthrough that God's been waiting for you to help accomplish their deal. See, you get connected in a life group, the anonymity goes away and you go, ooh, that's kind of scary. No, it's not. That's breakthrough. That's breakthrough. Because that's what you were created for. You weren't created not to be known. You were created to know and be known. That's why he gives you a new name. He names you. He calls you as one of his own. That's for you. That's for me. Man. I know many in the room are already connected in a life group. You are following up. You are known and known by others. You are cared for and caring for others. And you're going, well, what do you have for me? What I have for you is to reach out to others who aren't connected and make sure you're here this Wednesday as we step in to some of these groups on Wednesday night, the growth groups that we're talking about. I'm going to be leading that one that we just saw the video on about tell someone. Actually, George, Dan, and I are going to team teach that. But if you're not in that one, make sure you're in one of the other ones. And then make sure that you come back next week as we talk about on mission. I'm going to tell you a story next week about my friend Robert and how God's been at work in his life. It's going to blow you away. And how God's going to want to use your life to intersect someone's life that God's been working on that you don't even have any idea about.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Feel free to distribute this recording, but please do not sell or alter it in any way. For more information about Arapahoe Road Baptist Church, please visit our church website at arapahoeroad.org. Arapahoe Road Baptist Church is located at 2256 Arapahoe Road in Garland, Texas, with Sunday morning services at 9:30 a.m. Feel free to join us this week.